Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way. Hi, my beautiful love muffins. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, for my OG listeners, y'all already know the vibes, okay? Hey girl, hey. Hey boy, hey. What's poppin'? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. My loves, today is going to be another one of your actual favorites. Why did my voice just crack? Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay. Today it's going to be one of your literal faves. It's going to be an affirmations episode. And if you're not familiar with my affirmations episodes, basically what happens is at a particular timestamp of the video, if you're watching on YouTube, because I'm going to make kind of like a video version of this, or if you're listening on the podcast, I'll put a timestamp below where the affirmations start. And the best way to utilize this type of episode is to listen to it early in the morning, just kind of like after you've woken up, maybe as you're getting ready, doing your morning routine. Also, while you're getting ready for bed, doing your nighttime routine, I wouldn't necessarily recommend listening to this particular episode as you are driving. I put like these meditative sounds behind it, and I just feel like it's a lot safer and a lot more enjoyable if you listen to it while you're doing something super relaxing and while you are in a state where you can be super, super present as you're saying these affirmations. So that's kind of how they work. I will repeat the affirmations about 3 times. And as you are listening to it, when there is a break or pause in me speaking, that is a good time for you to also repeat the affirmation. So instead of you just listening to it, you're doing this active participation of repeating the affirmations, allowing yourself to truly sink into the knowing of exactly what you are saying at the time you're saying it. And it's a really powerful practice. So if you are a fan of affirmations, I think you're going to like this episode. Today's affirmations are based around money and abundance, prosperity, wealth, whatever label you want to choose, just having an overflow of what you need, having everything you need and having a little bit more as well, being able to share with your friends and family, being able to truly spoil yourself, if you will, and spoil those that you love, those around you. So let's go ahead and dive into this episode. I don't like to make the intros for these affirmations too long because I know some of you will come back and listen to them again and again, which is definitely good practice to not just listen to this one time, but to incorporate it into your routine. If you want, I think it'd be a really good idea for you to pick maybe a week or a month where you are saying these particular affirmations for the full week or month every single day. Oh my goodness, so sorry if you guys just heard that noise. My power just came back. That's exciting. That is exciting. If you saw my Instagram story this morning, then, and I don't know when this episode is going to go up, so maybe it would have been a while since you saw this, but I did mention in my story that I woke up with the intention of being very productive today, getting a bunch done, but my power had gone out this morning. So I love that as we were talking about wealth and prosperity and abundance and overflow, that my power comes back on. I think that's just a beautiful symbol of exactly what we're talking about here, right? Things happening in the perfect timing, things happening when you need them, you being provided the resources that you need when you need them, because I do truly need my power today. So super grateful to have it back, super grateful for you guys to have experience that with me. I know it's something small, but I always say it's really the meaning that you assign to the things that happen in your life. So even when there's something small that happens, if you can allow yourself to feel that gratitude for that small thing that's happened, you invite more of those moments. So I'm truly grateful for this particular moment. And yes, okay, my loves, I will pop the timestamp down below again, like I said, for when the affirmations actually start. That way, if you come back and listen to this episode again, you can skip over this little bit of intro and just go right into the affirmations part. So let's go ahead and do that right now. Get yourself into a really comfortable space. Like I said, if you're doing this for your morning or night routine, you know, just get yourself in the bathroom or in the bedroom, wherever your night routine or morning routine starts. Let's go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths together, about three deep breaths or so. Really center yourself, ground yourself, and let's go ahead and dive into these affirmations. I am a magnet for abundance. I am a magnet for abundance. I am a magnet for abundance. The more I focus on creating a life that I love, the more money I will attract. The more I focus on creating a life that I love, the more money I will attract. The more I focus on creating a life that I love, the more money I will attract. I am capable and responsible enough to manage large sums of money. I am capable and responsible enough to manage large sums of money. I am capable and responsible enough to manage large sums of money. I have more than enough money to enjoy my life, do the things I love, buy the things I want, and treat my loved ones. I have more than enough money to enjoy my life, do the things I love, buy the things I want, and treat my loved ones. I have more than enough money to enjoy my life, do the things I love, buy the things I want, and treat my loved ones. I let go of all my limiting beliefs around money. I let go of all my limiting beliefs around money. I let go of all my limiting beliefs around money. Okay, my loves, that was the affirmations episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope that it's something that you can add into your morning or nighttime routine. And it also is very transformative to your abundance, to your financial life, to your resources, and really allows you to see that there is an unlimited amount of money resources available to you. I know that in our world, that the systems and everything that are set up, the way that we are born into our families, the life that we experience when we're growing up, so many different things really skew our perception of what is available to us and what is available out there. But we are all worthy of experiencing and having the life that we want and being able to provide for ourselves, being able to provide for our family members, being able to live an enjoyable life. And that is something that I truly, truly believe in my heart. So I really hope this episode helped you to tap into that belief as well. And if you come back to listen to it, I hope that you enjoy it the second or third or fourth time around. And I will chat with you guys in the very next episode. Bye, my loves.